the Power Hour. Welcome.
Hey, and a happy Saturday to you. This is the Power Hour 219. We've done 219 of these. That's a lot. Every Saturday that isn't the holiday for almost 5 years, I noticed that the opt-in that we have says June lives to 2000 live streams. That's basically when we started, is June of 2000. We did 219. We got a pretty good following now. I mean, we might tap out. There's 347 of you in the room. Hello, I'm Mike, and I'm here not in Miami Beach. It says live. Well, I'm usually in Miami Beach for that, but I'm here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, where it's cold but manageable. Manageable. I don't know where you are, but it's not snowing and it's not freezing and there's no ice outside, so that's kind of good. Let me give you the structure of what we're going to do and get this new share here going. Grab that. Just give me 1 second. Here we go. Share that. Something relevant. No, not that. Something relevant. Here we go. This one. This will do. Okay, good. So anyway, the structure of what we're going to do today is we have an hour to finish all the stuff about V-speeds we're going to talk about today. And about halfway through the program, I will take a break, and I will go through the room and see who's here and look at the chats and show you some things we're working on, that kind of thing. And then after that's done, we will go back into the program. And then at 1 o'clock or 1 o'clock or the top of the hour, close out everything. And then what I'll do is I will unmute everybody in the second hour. So there's a second hour. You can attend. You don't have to, of course, but the second hour we call open mic. And so we're going to have the ability to ask questions and such. So I'll give you the ground rules for that. Not really much, just to check everybody's muting correctly. That's the main thing. So we don't hear people cut the grass or yelling at other people or arguing or dogs barking. So if you don't know how to mute yourself, unmute yourself, then don't touch anything, basically, when that time comes. All right, so there's that. So I thought about what I was going to do for this. The outline I usually prepare ahead of time, but I'm preparing it afterwards because I'm going to be able, I need to capture some things that I hand draw. So as I go, I'll be capturing that. That's how that's going to go. So today is going to be talking about V-speeds. These are aviation specific, and they're velocity. It means velocity, V, and then there's a subscript. So it could be a V subscript A, we call it VA, VY, VX. All those are kind of common things that all pilots will know, but the issue is pilots don't know really what they are. They understand how to use them maybe, but they don't understand how they're derived, or they don't understand how they change, okay? So some things change, some things don't. So there's that. And then we'll give you some specific speeds that aren't really, they're used in test flying, but not really used in general flying. It can be useful, like the unstick speed is one we can talk about. But anyway, in the meantime, we're going to start getting into it. And the only way we can really address some of the V speeds is by a review of some basic aerodynamics. So that's what I have ready to go on my iPad here. I have a review, not a review, it's I'm going to hand draw all this stuff. It's what I do in the CFI class, so it's kind of my comfort zone. So I'm going to speak from that, and then let me bring that up for you so you can see my thing here. By the way, if you want to know how to use these tools, so what I mean by these tools is, you know, I do a lot of online presentation. I do remote classes. I do remote ground. I do remote classes, all kinds of things. And so you become quite good after a while at using things like Zoom and ForeFlight together. So that's pretty handy. And so I do that. And we have a class for that. It's called the Mastery Class. And basically it is 2 days, Saturday, Sunday. First day is using Zoom and ForeFlight together along with projecting smart TVs, every imaginable thing. So, and then the second is that plus using a syllabus. We have our own syllabus that we have to use. That's our Mastery Class. We have one of those coming up in January. I'll see what date it is. But anyway, there's that. That's just so if you're curious about such things. For me, when I go to flight school, all I want to teach a lesson, all I want to take is my iPad and a headset. That's it. If I'm taking, and an Apple Pencil, if I'm taking more than that, then, you know, I'm not quite doing it the way I think I should do it. So there's that. So that's my goal is to, it would be to get you something like that. Okay, now you can see my iPad. This is a little tool I used. It's a whiteboard, kind of as a whiteboard. So we're going to talk about the principles of lift and drag. So once we understand that, we understand why the curves look like they look, then we can dive more into it.